This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India and the United Kingdom today signed the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, at Chequers, paving the way for shared prosperity of India and UK in various sectors including trade and defence. After signing of the FTA, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his press statement said, "The day marks a historic day in bilateral relations of the two countries. The deal is a blueprint for shared prosperity. This agreement will be beneficial to the youth, farmers, MS and ME sectors in India," said PM Modi.
आज हमारे संबंधों में एक ऐतिहासिक दिवस है. मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद आज दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है. यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है.
मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो एक्सप्रेस ग्रेटिट्यूड टू प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टार्मर एंड हिज गवर्नमेंट फॉर स्ट्रांगली कंडेमनिंग द पहलगाम टेरर अटैक.
पहलगाम में हुए आतंकवादी हमले की कठोर निंदा के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री स्टार्मर और उनकी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं. हम एक मत हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में दोहरे मापदंडों का कोई स्थान नहीं है. हम इस बात पर भी सहमत हैं कि एक्सट्रीमिस्ट विचारधारा वाली शक्तियों को डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रीडम का दुरुपयोग नहीं करने दिया जा सकता. दोज हू मिसयूज डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रीडम्स टू अंडरमाइन डेमोक्रेसी इटसेल्फ मस्ट बी हेल्ड अकाउंट. इकोनॉमिक ऑफेंडर्स के प्रत्यार्पण के विषय पर भी हमारी एजेंसी सहयोग और समन्वय से काम करती रहेगी.
In his statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, "The Free Trade Agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving EU." He said, "The deal will bring huge benefits to both the countries." On the second leg of his two-nation visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives tonight. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Maldives visit reports, last year during the India visit of Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, both the countries had decided to initiate discussion on a free trade agreement. Talking to our correspondent, High Commissioner of India to Maldives, G. Balasubramanian, said that both the countries have signed terms of reference for the free trade agreement. Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah unveiled the National Cooperative Policy 2025 in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, "The policy will play a huge role in achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat 2047. He added that the policy aims to realize the vision of prosperity through cooperation by creating a roadmap at the grassroots level. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar over various issues. Earlier in the day in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey tabled the reports of the Standing Committee on Communications and Information Technology. Janardhan Mishra of BJP also tabled the reports of the Standing Committee on Rural Development. Later, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the readjustment of representation of Scheduled Tribes in Assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. In Chhattisgarh, 66 Maoists have surrendered before the police in different districts of Bastar Division today. A reward of more than 2 crore rupees was declared on these Maoists. All the surrendered Maoists have been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. The Met Department has issued a red alert over Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra tomorrow due to extremely heavy rainfall. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand till the 28th of this month. These conditions will also prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Konkan and Goa till the end of this month. Two Indian players will face off in the final of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup after advancing through the semi-finals Thursday in Batumi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.